Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. This is our Morning Connection. This is when you and I, we think about our lives, where we're going, where we want to go, figuring out why we can't get to where we want to go as quickly or as efficiently as we want to, right? Examining our thoughts, which lead to those actions that either get us closer to those things that we've taken the time to identify that we really want. Maybe we need to think about that some more and really identify what we want, or maybe reevaluate if that's what we really want. It's a whole process, right? It's a game. It's a challenge. It's a puzzle. It's a challenge, a game, and a puzzle that we're in anyway, so we might as well enjoy it, right? And going to be figuring this thing out until the day we die, right? Always taking it to higher and higher levels. And that's great, right? We're accepting the fact that this is just the way the game is played. This is what makes it fun. This is what makes it exciting, right? It's our perspective on this, right? And so we're meeting with each other every single day for half an hour during this morning connection, our daily discipline, our morning ritual, or our ritual. Maybe for you it's in the afternoon or mid-morning, or maybe it's the evening. It's a daily discipline, a daily ritual. Here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 186, working towards 200 podcasts during this stretch of our time together. I am so happy to be with you here every single day in some way, shape, or form, 6 days a week for this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you so much for allowing me into your life, allowing me to poke and prod and maybe help you feel good and optimistic, maybe make some things clear to you. I love the emails. I love the feedback. So powerful. I can get up early in the morning, think about these things, stand and deliver during this Morning Connection podcast. And it's helping people all over the world. Part of, you know, my vision is to make your life a little bit easier using my pain mostly, all those things I did wrong. I was frustrated. I was overwhelmed. I couldn't figure it out. I was persistent enough and continue to figure out things, but I have figured out some things. Definitely want to share those things, make your journey a lot easier. Congratulations to you for one more day of you stepping up and doing the things that you promised yourself that you would do, because you know, whether you feel like it or not, it's getting you one step closer to those thoughts, feelings, and emotions on a day-to-day basis that you really want, that's going to lead to that life that you really want. Again, congratulations for that. Every time you do these type of things, you step up, stretch yourself, you do the things that you know are maybe not so comfortable in the short term, but you know that it's what's best for you in the long term. You build that confidence and that trust in yourself that you can indeed put the things together, figure out this puzzle. You are smart enough, you're hardworking enough, you're persistent enough, you're gritty enough to make it happen. You just maybe need a little bit more time, maybe some more mental and emotional flexibility, but you're going to figure that out. You're going to figure it out one step at a time, one Morning Connection podcast at a time. Hey, have you ever wanted something really badly in your life? You had it down on your goal sheet. Maybe it's been on that goal sheet or your dream board for so long. When you think about it, you look at it and you say, wow, am I ever going to make that happen? This has been on my dream board forever. I'm not even close to making that happen. I don't even know why I have it on there. You know, if you really think about it, how much do you even think about that or see it on your goal sheet or on your dream board of all the things that you want? It's probably true that the things that you are moving closer to, you think about a lot, right? On your dream board, the things that you're getting closer to, whether you look at them on your dream board or not, they're in your mind constantly. And those things that you're not getting closer to, they're not really in your fiber, right? You don't think about them all the time, certainly not as much as all the things that you're moving towards. Isn't that true? Actually, that's why it kind of jolts you and makes you feel a little hit in the gut every once in a while when you do take notice of those things that you had on your goal list, these things that you swore you wanted to achieve, things that you put on your dream board, The jolt is that every once in a while you see it, and that's when you realize that you're not moving closer towards those things. And that's probably the key, is how much are you looking at those things compared to the things that you are actually happy with, that whether you have them or not, you know you're moving towards them, right? Have you ever had one of those goals that you want, or this accomplishment, achievement, something you want to do, become, experience, and you run into someone that you see as being where you want to be? And you may, oh man, I want to talk to them because, you know, I want what they have. Maybe I can learn something. Maybe they could be my mentor. There's something I can learn from them. And maybe they're not into personal development the way you are. You know, maybe they're not the type of person who breaks things down. They listen to personal development like you do, like the Morning Connection podcast, the Manformation program, the books that you read, the places you go, the motivational quotes. They're really not into that, right? And you believe that that's an important part of the equation towards success. And they seem as though they don't put any real effort in that. And you say, well, how did you become so successful? And they almost seem perplexed. Like, that's an odd question. It's just because they don't think about it. They just become it. And they're so unconsciously competent, they haven't broken it down in a way you probably could, other things that you're great at, because you're conscious of this thought process and personal development and the mindset and all those things that work. And you know that they work and they've worked for you. So you could probably explain it to other people. But this person who has something that you want, maybe it's an amazing marriage or girlfriend, or they're just confident, or they have all these material possessions that you want, or a great job, or maybe their own business, whatever it may be, great health. And they can't seem to break it down in the way that you could or you want them to. So if they gave you a step-by-step strategy, you could just follow that, right? And I've been in this situation many times as I've been looking for ways to get to the next level or achieve things or experience things that I haven't been able to figure out. And they'll say something like, I don't know, I just do it. I don't think about it as much as you do, I just do it. Ah, no, there's got to be more to that, right? You think about that. And if they do give you advice, it's something along the line, look, when you want it bad enough, you'll figure it out. Ah, that's so frustrating, isn't it? If you just want it bad enough, you'll figure it out. And then if you're like me, you might think to yourself, it's obviously not that easy because I want it bad. I've had this down on my goal sheet for 5 years. It's on my vision board. I took the time to cut out these pictures, put up on a board. You know, I talk about it from time to time. No, I do want it badly enough. That's not it. There must be some more into the thinking. Let's break down your thought process. Create a set of strategies so I can duplicate it, you as my mentor. And they just make it so simple. And you know it's not so simple, because there wouldn't be all those self-help books out there. There wouldn't all be all those weekend seminars, you know, at the Holiday Inn near the airport all around the country every weekend, right, about personal development, taking your life to the next level, accomplishing your goals, right? There wouldn't be those things if it was just so simple as when you want it bad enough, things will start happening. Right? And that can be really frustrating. And I want to ask you, do you have things on your list, whether they're achievements, material possessions, feelings and emotions, that you say that you want and you just can't seem to get closer to them? And it's frustrating as hell, right? Well, I'm here to tell you that, you know what? I don't want to frustrate you anymore, because I know that frustration. When you want it bad enough, you'll find a way to make it happen. You just don't want it bad enough. And I think that's the thing that makes it frustrating. It isn't the fact how they state it. When you want it bad enough, you'll find a way to make it happen. It's really that if you're like me, you hear, you just don't want it bad enough. And someone you respect, someone who has those feelings, accomplishments, emotions that you want. They're telling you that you don't want it bad enough. That's what I hear. That's what I heard in the past. F you, buddy. Yes. And then you start looking for reference. You're hardworking. You're ambitious. You've taken the time to write your goals down. You invest your energy and emotion, this type of personal development. Who the hell is this guy even insinuating that you don't want it bad enough? Right? It could be a big punch in the gut, especially if you feel you're goal-oriented and ambitious and hardworking and intelligent, right? Could be that really kick in the butt that you don't want to have, that you resist, you push away. And I know that feeling. You know, the thing about it is we all have things that we value in life. And I'm not necessarily talking about material possessions or this or that. I mean, let's talk about, let me explain what I mean by that. Ultimately, what we want in life, it's not, you know, the car or the money, it's the feelings and the emotions that are attached, what we've attached from the way we've grown up, our perspective of the world, everybody is a little different, is the feelings that we attach to that achievement. If you became a, I don't know, bodybuilding champion, if you became the CEO of your company, if you got that promotion, it's your attaching some feelings and emotions. I will feel accomplished. I will feel worthy. I will prove that my mother-in-law was wrong about me or whatever. You know, there's some type of feeling and emotion that you are attaching to that achievement, accomplishment. That thing, that big house means what about you? Or it will mean what about you? You know, being married and connected, that having that love, that connection, what will that do for you? Sometimes it's not about that woman or that significant other that you have. It's about, you know, those feelings and emotions that come with it, right? So it's not about the money. It's about that will give you freedom, or that will give you security, or that will make you feel accomplished. It's not about that person. It's about the love and the connection and going through life, you know, with the camaraderie or whatever. It's feelings and emotions. That's what you're valuing when you have those things on your goal sheet. Think of your top five goals in life, okay? What are the feelings and emotions that you attach to it? Everybody looks at things differently. What do you attach to it? The ones that you're moving towards every single day, you're making that progress, you feel optimistic, you think about all the time, those are the values that you value most, whether you realize it or not. And the ones you only think about, I don't know, every couple months, and that's what kind of pisses you off because you're not moving closer towards those things, those goals or those pictures on your vision boards. What you attach to those things that you can't seem to make progress, you can't figure out a way, that mentor says you just don't want badly enough, right? You don't attach enough of positive, awesome emotions to those things. Now, I'm not saying that you don't want them at all and that you don't attach great feelings and emotions. What are you talking about, Skip? You know, I want to travel around the world. The more, you know, freedom, adventure, variety, spice of life. I would feel like I've made it. I'm a winner. I'm a top one percenter. You know, I lived up to those big dreams. There's a lot of emotion tied to traveling around the world. All right, so what are you talking about? I do value that, and that may be true. But we don't value everything the same. It's like one thing I talk about in this Morning Connection podcast all the time is, what mental state are you in right now? On a scale from 1 to 10, where are you at right now? By the way, where are you right now? That you're enthusiastic, you're eager, you anticipate. One distinction, one strategy, something I talk about during this podcast is going to just step by step, big way, small way, put you towards that life that you really want. Okay, how much on a scale from 1 to 10 are you excited and optimistic that that's going to happen during this podcast? We're not always a 10. I don't even expect you to be at a 10, but we are at different levels. You go to the gym, I'm excited to work out, right? And might say, well, on a scale from 1 to 10, what are you talking about? 10, I'm here. I've showed up. I've got up early. I rearranged my day. Of course, I really want to work out. Well, there are days where you really want to work out. It's truly a 10. Some days you're kind of going through the discipline. Maybe it's more pain to not work out than do work out to stay in your pattern. And it may be only a 7. Right? So you may want that travel and the adventure and the freedom or whatever it comes with traveling around the world. But you don't value it maybe a 10 like you may value other things that you are thinking about moving towards and at least thinking about, if not moving towards. It isn't something that you get reminded of, you know, every couple months when you see it on that goal sheet or you're watching television about someone traveling around the world and you said, yeah, that's what I want to do. You don't, it's something that's in your fiber on a more consistent basis than when you see it on television. So it's okay, but you need to understand you don't value travel and freedom and adventure or whatever you attach to it, to that travel. You don't value that as much, those feelings and emotions, as you say. Or it could be that you're getting it from in other ways, and that's what you're moving towards. And it's not either black or white. It's just that you don't value that as much. Think about, what am I talking about? Here are some things. Value, and I'm probably, I jotted down a few things before I started this podcast. Probably tells you a little bit about me, where I am now, where I used to be maybe, right? The order, I don't know. But the order, if I told you what are all the feelings and emotions you value in life, you would probably write them down on, you know, what's either most important to you now or where it used to be. So I've been writing down a few things. Freedom, comfort, security, adventure, variety. You know, you don't want everything to be the same. You got to mix it up. That's a value. And that's not important to everybody. Of course I want variety. Who wants to the same old, same old? Life gets boring. That's your value. And to what degree you need variety, right? That's a value of yours. Everybody's not the same. And how you value things is totally guiding your life. And also, it's helping you be great at those things that you're great at. And maybe, not that you don't want them, you're not valuing those other feelings and emotions and the things that you attach to them as much as you might think. Structure, stability, consistency. Those are values that people value to different degrees. Different people value. I mean, to some extent, I think that people want some type of structure and stability and consistency. Not everybody, and certainly not to the same degree. You know, safety, love and connection. Right? Everybody might say they want love and connection, but people value it totally differently. And how much they value it, someone who that's a 10 for them, right? Versus someone who it's a 6, and maybe at this stage of their life, they value it as a 6. But, you know, you got to get clear. You got to be honest with yourself. They're going to live a totally different life. How they spend their money, how they spend their time, whether they go to work for 10, 12 hours and, you know, spend their energy working versus someone who just works their 8 hours, right? They have a desk job so because they want to save their energy because they believe that life starts after work. They don't live for work. That's not what they value in the same way as maybe someone who works a lot like you. And so they know all the hot spots where the people meet, what's going on, right? Because they're moving towards that love and connection if they don't have it, and they think about it a lot, and their actions and their thoughts lead them to getting closer to that, right? They're on that journey where you might be saying, well, that's messed up, man. Come on. You got to be happy with yourself first. You can't be running towards love and connection. Nobody's going to make you happy until you make yourself happy. I value personal development, comfort, security. You got to have your stuff together before you can make anybody. And who am I to tell you what you should want or how you should figure it out? I'm just getting to think about how you value things. All right? Because if you value things like achievement, financial security, right, working hard, your profession, your identity with that profession, you might spend 12 hours and not just time, a lot of emotional energy, a lot of mental energy making those things happen. Well, guess what? When you finally get home from work, you may not feel like mingling with people. And if you even mingle with people from time to time, right? Are you really rested and connected being in the moment? Or that's important to you, but on a scale from 1 to 10, it's like a 7. You're going to have a whole different experience than that other person who love connection, camaraderie, those type of things. It's a 10 for them, a 10 plus. You guys are going to live totally different lives, even though you both value that. Let's see. So personal growth, right? Learning more, becoming all you can be, achievement, independence. Right? Those are all values that we can value, and we all may value them. We just don't all value them the same. And see, the point is that if you don't, if you're not conscious of what you value most, you in your mind, you think you value everything equally, yet some things you're moving towards, you're thinking about, you're making progress in your life, and some things you're not even thinking about it until you watch something on television that reminds you, oh, I wanted to play the piano. That would give me creativity and achievement, and I can connect with people at a party if I learn the piano. Yeah, that's right. Remember, I was going to take those piano lessons. Well, you're reminded of it when you go to a party and someone can play the piano, or you see somebody on TV and that reminded you of a goal you set. Obviously, you don't value it, thinking about it every few months, to the same extent all those things you chip away towards every single day that are at the forefront of your mind. And it's okay. I'm not here to tell you what you should value, shouldn't value. It's just that you need to understand if you're not making it happen, because you are intelligent enough, you're hardworking enough, right? You do want those things, just that you want other things more. You value other things more. I'll give you an example of my life, and you know, to tell you how this game of life can be so complex, right? So much of a challenge is one thing that it was on my dream board, my goal list, like forever, right? It was love, connection, family, and also massive financial wealth to experience the finer things in life, the best options. Okay? Those were things that it was integrated, and if I wrote out my dream life, if I wrote down my goals, if I were to have a dream board, those things would be an integral part of the little essay about my dream life, on my goal sheet, and on my vision board. They'd always been there. No doubt I would value those things and the feelings that come with it. Love, connection, teamwork, safety, warmth, security, feeling accomplished, feeling free, being able to move where I wanted to do because I had the financial means to experience, again, that travel, that living in the best neighborhoods, having the best options, the best education for those children and my wife and family, and all those options that someday when I really valued those things that I would be able to have. Right. Well, if you know my history, right, I spent a lot of time becoming the world's best known drug-free bodybuilder, 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. And, you know, if you know anybody to any degree of fitness, maybe you have followed me over from the fitness world. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of focus. I mean, you get up in the morning, everything's timing, especially as it gets closer to a contest. And for me, my contest preparation period lasted a long time, like 6 months. It wasn't like 12 weeks like some people. It was like 6 months. It got more intense at 12 weeks and as it got closer. I mean, you wake up every single day with a tight schedule. You got to get those meals in, right? You got to have the clothes to do your workout. You got to push with every amount of effort during that workout, even though it's just one workout of many, many. Do your cardio, sweat, wash clothes, eat grocery, visualize your goals, practice posing, right? turn in your entry fee. That's a lot of energy. There's a lot of values that are attached to that. All right, what were they for me? Achievement, accomplishment, feeling I belong, self-worth, structure. I can depend on myself to feel good, right? I'm making a difference in the world if I would connect with the people who love bodybuilding and training like me, right? So there is connection to an extent. I always talk about that is I'm connecting with, you know, people all over the world through the internet, through our common love for bodybuilding and training, right? People I don't know all across the world, yet do I value connection enough to spend that energy with someone who's sitting right next to me or could be sitting right next to me? Or, you know, I'm walking by thinking about you as I'm going to write an article about bodybuilding and training, and there's three people who I probably didn't notice who wanted to connect with me, talk to me about life, about whatever. So I would move right past the connection that I said that I wanted that was right in front of me for some distant connection with you all around the world. Well, what's that about? Maybe depending on other people wasn't something I was comfortable with, but I wanted to have connection. So maybe safety, security, predictability, safety. I you know, it's when you have a real person in front of you and things don't go right, you're making yourself vulnerable. You know, where you're at a distance, you don't really know me. If you say, I don't like Skip, well, that doesn't hurt as much. You don't really know me, right? That I'm setting up the game. It's based on things that that's how I set up the game on things like with safety, right? Security, structure, stability, predictability, right? And then, you know, obviously personal growth, pushing myself to become more, to share more, to create more value for you. And then obviously some physical growth in there too. Achievement, independence, all right? Those are all great values to have if that's what you really want. But come on. I mean, it seems so obvious to me now. It just wasn't obvious to me at that time. Is why can't I find the woman of my dreams? Why can't I have love and connection? Why aren't I making progress towards that house on the hill or establishing a career? I know I want to start a supplement company. Why did it take so long to actually do it, right? If I wanted it badly enough, if I valued the things of family, I know who doesn't know it's love and connection and these type of things. Who doesn't know that starting your own business, Mass Machine Nutrition, is achieving accomplishment, freedom, independence. Yeah, but intellectually, but how much do you, at a scale from 1 to 10, I must have put actually feeling those emotions, those values on those things. It wasn't that strong. Obviously, it wasn't a 10, or I would have made them happen a long time ago. The things I did make happen were the things I valued. Again, independent, security, make a difference. Freedom was one, right? Obviously, I valued those more, and that's what I moved towards every single day. My day was structured to those things. I was getting exactly what I valued most in life. And if I ever spent time crying in my pillow, why don't I have the love and connection that I want? Or why aren't I get closer to financial freedom? That isn't what I value. I wasn't working in that direction. Seems so obvious now. And I'm sharing that with you. I don't want you to be confused. If you're not getting closer to those goals, dream, that vision that you want, I want you to think about what you value most. The chances are great when you understand what I'm saying and you can accept it. Right? Who the hell is he talking about? I don't value. Yes, I do. Not saying that you don't value it to the level that you want. Again, it goes back to what would always piss me off. When you want it bad enough, you'll figure it out. So simple. In a lot of ways, it's so true. You know, I was having a coaching session with a gentleman. We were just talking about this last night during my one-on-one weekly coaching session with him. You know, how a person puts that, you can say you want security, you want to provide for your family, but you can want freedom and variety a lot more than you realize. And that will really determine, again, what you do every single day. And so just say you want a great job to provide for your wife and family at the highest level, right? Honorable thing. Who wouldn't want that, right? But I'll tell you, if you value status, if you believe that you should only take a job that, I know, so beneath you, it can't be beneath you. You have these feelings, these values of importance, of significance. And even if a job paid you well, or maybe you're unemployed, maybe you don't even have a job, right? But if you value significance, feeling important, right? It doesn't matter how much it pays. You're not going to do it. So wanting financial security, man, significance is a lot more important than you. Freedom is another thing. The ability to pick and choose to work when you want, not work late night shifts, right? Have your weekends off because you're valuing the connection, the freedom, whatever. You're not willing to do whatever it takes because you don't value what you say you value. You value things like freedom. That was part of my equation. You know, think about this. So I'm the single guy. I'm traveling around the world. I'm doing my thing, right? How much do you think freedom was something that I valued? Obviously a lot. And I know a lot of people who follow me say, that's what I like about you, Skip. Man, I saw what you accomplished. Man, you were free. I want some of that. Okay, great. But let me ask you something. Is if I want to start a business, Mass Machine Nutrition, that's going to lock me down. It's going to be take a lot of hours. It's going to take time. I mean, you've got to be totally in to compete in this competitive business, right? If I want a family and connection, I mean, that a lot of responsibility. You can't back out of once you're in it. You're in it. If commitment is something that you value, right? And if you value it, but you don't think you're going to be able to do it, you'll just avoid it until that day when you want to value commitment more. I mean, how much do you think freedom, a very honorable value to have, but if you have that too high on your list, do you think that will get in the way of that love, connection, family, commitment, that business? The greater risk you take, the greater the reward. Risk of your time, energy, and emotion. That's what's going to move you towards that financial security that you say that you want, right? If I value freedom, will I lock myself down to all that pressure, stress of a business, or the lack of, I don't know, when a better offer comes along, or variety when it comes to relationships or whatever, that I had that freedom before and I took advantage of it. All this freedom to travel around the world, you know, spend my time with whoever I wanted or I didn't want to. Again, one of those values that maybe I didn't know was going on. It's going to be almost impossible for me to have that thriving business that provides that financial security that's written down on my financial security. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about massive wealth to enjoy the greatest things in life for myself and my family and my family's family, that family that I didn't even have that I said that I wanted, that was on that list too. Now, freedom and variety, which you can tell I must have valued those a lot. That's what I manifested in my life. It did just happen because I value those things. See how they're working directly against that family and that the adventure, the journey of working hard to provide, to produce at a very high level as far as a job or as a career. Again, so I want you to think about your values. I want you to think about, even though you value something, are there things that you value most, those feelings and emotions? And you probably are moving towards those things that, you know, you really value most. You just don't maybe understand it. But most importantly, instead of being frustrated, because you are intelligent, you're hardworking, you're determined, it's just where you are allocating your energy and your focus. It's to those things that you value more, those feelings and emotions that you attach to the things you're actually moving towards. And if you can't get yourself to do those things or accomplish those things, it isn't because you're not smart, you're not intelligent, you're not hardworking. It's not because you don't take consistent action. It's that on a scale from 1 to 10, it's not close enough to where it needs to be, even though you value them. I tell you, it's something as I look back, you know, on my life and I got exactly what I valued most and I didn't get what I didn't value enough. It seems so simple now, right, to understand that. But it wasn't so simple then. So hopefully me sharing my story and talking about values, and you can value things. It's just how much you value, and if you want it bad enough, you'll find a way. You know, hopefully it starts a thought process where you can kind of sit down with yourself and figure out how this applies to you. Because I don't want you to be frustrated. See, I have the belief, and my wife and I, we talk about it all the time. I can achieve anything I want to achieve. It's just a matter of how badly I want it, how I allocate my energy. And I'll tell you, some things, we're going to end this Morning Connection podcast at 200. I got to constantly evaluate how, you know, I'm valuing certain things, right? Because this is a big investment of energy. And I love connecting with you. I love making a difference. I love being creative, sharing my knowledge, right? But energy does go here. Am I valuing my connection with you? Is there a way to connect with you and value more of that productivity that I talk about? Is there a way to do both at the same time, or the productivity part? I mean, think about it. These are some awesome podcasts, aren't they? I think you'd agree with me. I mean, they don't just come out of my rear end. I put a lot of thought and energy just to produce them for free for you. All these days, I will not let you down 6 days a week, right? That does not come without a price, without an investment of emotional energy and things that I value. And if that's a 10, that's why I show up every single day. Well, think about it. Could I value some of those other things that I say, hey, maybe if I didn't get up so early in the morning, right, I have more energy at night, so maybe I would be totally a little bit more present for my wife and my daughter, right? Maybe I would if I value that more. And again, it's this complex puzzle that you got to keep on chipping away at. There's no black or white, right or wrong. You either do this. It's not or. You can have it and. You can work on that whole combination of the gray. It is a thought process, and then you take specific actions, right? But you constantly have to think about, you know, I still will get into patterns that, not so much the freedom thing. That's not important to me. Adventure, maybe adventure in my mind, but adventure of going to other places, meet, you know, whatever, traveled around or whatever I did before, that has freedom, adventure in that manner. I know that's dropped way, way down on my list. Hell, I don't even want to leave my home a lot of times because I'm where I want to be. Love, connection, providing for my family, working on my business for those options in life, right? So I know those ones have dropped down on my value, and that's why I'm working towards those other things. But sometimes they slip in. You know, sometimes I'll be making all these great, more podcasts than necessary, talking with my one-on-one clients far, far longer than I promise. I'm over-delivering. Spending time on social media, creating these, oh, wow, this infographic and the Photoshop that goes with it, right? This one picture will bring so much clarity. Oh, let me organize all this. I've done these 50 tips all at one time. You know, how much energy went into those 50 infographic Photoshop tips? I mean, that's probably hours and hours and hours, right, over time that I'm so excited to give the world for free. Now, I know my rationalization is, well, you got to give a little, you draw them in. Is that necessarily so? You know, I really believe that there are a lot of you who want this one-on-one coaching, but you're getting enough, you think you're getting enough from this Morning Connection podcast every morning. Man, he makes me feel good. He makes me think I'm moving in the direction. Look, if you think this is helping you, you just do what you're thinking about. Send me that email at skipplecore.com and you get this one-on-one coaching. I guarantee you, you know, after a month of coaching with me, if you don't think it's like this Morning Connection times 100, Morning Connection, whatever you're getting out of this times 100, I'll refund you that first month. That's how confident I am. See, what I'm saying to you is that sometimes giving, and you rationalize to yourself that, oh no, I really do want those things. This is just a back-end way on how to get there. And what I mean by that are all these podcasts or all those infographics. That's leading to more productivity and more value. So people are going to come and reciprocate, you know, more. And I will be able, because my family and providing for my family, that's why I work. That's why I tell myself I work, right, to produce that level. Skip, yeah, I have to understand things come slowly. That may not be necessarily true. You know, hell, doing these podcasts, right? Doing all those infographics, a lot of time and energy. If you just were to take all this time, 1/2 hour every single day for 186 podcasts, at least a half an hour. What if all I did was write my goals, rewrite my goals, write my goals, read some inspirational material, work on specific strategies, rewrite my goals, all right, get my thoughts. Maybe that would take me directly to those things that I say I value most. We don't know. It's just a game. It's a puzzle. Maybe all of these podcasts, maybe all those infographics is doing everything so you don't invest in my services. That would take your bodybuilding and training, your man formation confidence level, or your life through one-on-one coaching. Maybe all this work is taking away from what I say value producing for my family. And what it is doing is making me feel accomplished, significant, all right, making a difference in the world. Now, I'm not saying those aren't things you should value, but they could be getting away from those things you're not getting closer towards. Again, a complex puzzle, some things to think about. Again, have fun with this game, this challenge, right? This jigsaw puzzle, this Rubik's Cubes of life. Doesn't seem so simple, does it sometimes, right? But it's fun, right? You got to think about these things. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that moment yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that accomplishment, achievement, those feelings that you really, really want, that you're going to have to understand your values and realign them if necessary. Crank those 7s up to 10 as far as wanting them badly enough. Take those things that you have at 10 that are, you know, curbing you from getting what you really want, and knock those down to a 6 or 7 to be more appropriate so you move in the right direction, right? Like I had to move freedom and adventure way, way down on my list of values. They're still there, but they are way far down. And the mix becomes different, and I move in a different direction. You're going to have to think about this thing and change it, actually do it for months, if not years, to finally achieve that life that you say you want. All right? Think about that now for 3 seconds. What are those results that you really want? Is what you're doing, is it really helping you get to those feelings and emotions that you say you want? Or without you knowing, you really have this plan of working towards a different set of emotions. Are you tying enough emotion to that result that you say that you want? And what are those results that you want anyway? Think about it once again. What are those feelings? Do you really want freedom? And then you wonder why you can't provide for your family or why you can't find a job, right? Who can't find a job? If you're a person to listen to this Morning Connection podcast, you can find a job. It's just, I don't want a job that's so constricting or so beneath me, so significance, freedom. Come on. It's more empowering to believe I can do it, I just don't want to do it, than I just don't have the stuff that it takes. So if you're ever wondering if you have this stuff that that's taxing your level of confidence, I'm telling you, it may be right here in this podcast, whether you realize it or not. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.